And so, I'd like to start off again by saying that even though we're honoring the death, not only of the military people, but of everyone that we have lost, honoring them and loving them, I invite us today to use their memories as a way to continue to catapult us into living life fully, of living life abundantly, of moving forward beyond any fears, beyond any trepidation, in allowing the lives of our loved ones, the memories of our loved ones, to be those that allow us to want to embrace life more fully and to allow their legacies to live on within and through us. Because in actuality, just as if I were to take off this garment that moves and sways with me, this garment that seems to be a part of me at this point in time, even if I took it off, I would still be me. And even though the people who have passed in our lives have taken off their cloak of skin and bones, it wasn't their body or the shell that they lived in that were the reasons that we adored them. We adored them for the life that they lived, the people and the characters that they were, and how they brought life to our life. And so even though we may be sad, and especially with some current deaths, you all have personal deaths, this ministry has seen, to my knowledge, three beautiful women who have died this year who made a mark on them, on this ministry. The one commonality is that they lived life, and they lived life fully. The first one who died was Barbara Stoddard, and a lot of you don't know her, but she was here with Arthur Wells. She was not only a member, but she also worked. She was the Barbara before the Barbara Zeller. And then our beloved Toni, Antonia Helm, died, and most of you remember her as the cooking goddess from downstairs and our grill woman in the park. And then shortly after she died, our beloved Nancy died. And Nancy Remick was a fireball. And I think I might bring up Karen just to say that all of them, all three of them, were fireballs filled with love and life. And even though we don't see them here, I think by the nodding of their heads, they still live on. And they are still beautiful life memories within us. For their shell might be gone, just as your loved ones might be gone, yet they still live. I love to share a quote. It's actually Benjamin Franklin, while he was dying, wrote his own epitaph. And the story goes that when he was ready to make his transition, he asked for a picture of Jesus Christ to be at his bedside. And as he looked at the picture of Jesus Christ, he wrote this epitaph to be placed on his gravestone. And it says, "The body of Benjamin Franklin, comma, printer, period. Like the cover of an old book, its contents worn out and stripped of its letters and gilding, lie here. Yet the work itself shall not be lost, for it will appear once more in a new, more beautiful edition, edited, corrected, and amended by the author." I know, isn't that beautiful? And the beauty of that, most importantly, is that we don't need to say, lying here is the body of. For we are created to have life abundantly, continue to be renewed and anewed, regenerated at all times. If we just remember that the work itself shall not be lost within you in the living, for every moment of every day, a new, a corrected, amended edition is being made within you. Because we can't escape life. There's a saying that we can't escape death. The reality is that we need to turn this around and realize that we can't escape life. Now, I know that there are times when life is getting us down. It seems like that proverbial 2x4 is hitting us up everywhere. I heard a yep. And there's a time when you're just kind of like, when is this life just going to end? When is this all going to stop? There's so many times when we're in such pain that we just want the pain to stop, that we sometimes want the life to stop. But let me affirm to you right now that you cannot escape life. Life is here for us at all times. Life is here to be enjoyed, to see in its full beauty. Not to look at the death and the stopping of life, the stagnation of life. Because where there is stagnation, there is movement that can be moved through. Where there is a block, you can unblock it with the help of God. Where there's a door that is shut, you can allow it to open up. Where there's a window that is closed, you can open it wide because God is everywhere present. In actuality, these are illusions, all illusions that we try to use to stop the flow of life. But life is all around us at all times, and God is here within us, all around us, saying, just live, grab life. Because you can't escape me, you can't escape life. So why do we choose to try to do it? Today, this Memorial Day, I say stop trying to place life on the back burner. Stop putting your hands up towards life. Open your arms up and say, bring it to me, God. Bring life abundantly to me. Allow my life to be a cornucopia of greatness, of abundance, of supply. Let me not want to release life. Let me see that no matter what the situation is in my life, no matter what deaths are happening within my own body, within my own life, I choose to let them go. I allow the stagnations in my life to go so that there is a clear, clean void of your greatness and abundance. And I choose no longer to talk about shoulda, woulda, couldas. I choose no longer to say shoulda, woulda, couldas, because it's usually, I find, unfortunately, when I'm with people in their time of transition, the shoulda, woulda, couldas really come. And it's really time that, it isn't a time when we're dying to be regretful of all the things that we could have done, all the ways in which we didn't embrace life and allow it to come in. The time is now. If you have any shouldas in your life, stop shooting yourself. If you're thinking, I wish I could, know that you can. And know that if you have any wouldas, then will it to be. I ask you this Memorial Day to know that your shoulda, woulda, couldas could go by the wayside. So we're making the decision right now to live life abundantly. And so I'd like to give you the first part of the lesson, which is shouldas. As I was just saying, the shouldas are the number one reasons, so the number one things that I hear. When I was healthier, I should have done this for my family. I should have loved more. I should have stopped arguing. I should have stopped trying to be right. I should have. Well, I want to give you some of the lessons of the laws of love in life that we should embrace. Anytime you hear yourself talking about I shoulda, remember these 10 lessons. Number one, if something can go right, it will go right. That's right. Too many times we go the opposite. If something can go wrong, it will go wrong. No, change our consciousness. If something can go right, it will. Number two, nothing is too good to be true. Only what is good is true. Yes? Nothing in your life, because God wants your greatness, wants your blessings. There is nothing in life that is too good for God's children. We are all God's children, blessed abundantly. Number three, ease is more effective than struggle. Yes? Ease is more instructive. How many times have we struggled through things? It doesn't get us anywhere except for tired, tense, and not embracing life fully. Allow ease to be in your life. Allow the doors to open. Allow the windows to be open. And allow this within yourself. Know that when I say the doors to be open, the windows to be open, I'm talking about you within your own body temple to allow the Spirit of God to have free dominion within you, to move you with ease through each and every situation that you need to go through. Next, love is the law that always works. Life takes care of those who love. Always. We have this illusion of darkness, but it isn't the darkness, light. No matter how dark it is, our eyes adjust so that we can see the light. Your life will always get brighter and higher with love. Next, you, beloveds, are safe right now. Danger seems real only in the past and in the future. But the time is right here, right now. And embracing the blessings, embracing the beauty, embracing life filled with joy that is with you now, not in the past, and not in some made-up future that we love to be in. We love to be in the past, in our history or herstory. We love to be in the future that isn't in a now. Be here, be right now, because this is where life is. Next, ask for what you want. Asking for what you want increases your chances of getting it. Duh. And yet we don't ask, do we? Because we still get stuck in that notion of the old time religion of, oh, I'm not worthy. Oh, that person needs more than I do. Or I should have done this or I should have done that. No. When we start going this and them, we are limiting God, and God is an unlimited God who only wants greatness and beauty and joy for each and every one of us. There is no limit. It is infinite. It is not finite. We are the ones who continue to treat it as finite. It is infinite. Next one, idols always fall on those who worship them. Idols always fall on them who worship them. Next, no door closes without a wider one opening. All these shifts of consciousness, as soon as someone leaves you, you know someone better is coming. As soon as an opportunity seems to escape you, know that there's a larger, better one, more suited for you coming. When one door closes, the double French doors open up for you. Is a blessing for you. Next, death is but a shadow. Life just keeps finding new and more joyful forms to express itself. It's just a shadow. Last, never least, life is good and it only gets better. Let's say that one together. Life is good and it only gets better. Tony, reel through all 10. Let's say all those again. Can we do that? Can we say all these as an affirmation? All right. Oh, okay, so if something can go right is the first one. Next one, keep going. There it is. There it is. Never in darkness. All right, let's say it together. If something can go right, it will. Nothing is too good to be true. Only what is good is true. Breathe these in for a second, too, after we do. Next. Ease is more effective than struggle. Breathe it in. Love is the law that always works. Life takes care of those who love. You are safe right now. Danger seems real only in the past and in the future. Yeah, we have to remember that one, don't we? Asking for what you want increases your chance of getting... Hold that for a second. Breathe it in. Let's say that one again. Asking for what you want increases your chance of getting it. I know that one for myself, so maybe I needed to say that one again. Next. Idols always fall on those who worship them. No door closes without a wider door opening. Death is but a shadow. Life just keeps finding new and more joyful forms to express itself. Yes. Life is good, and it always gets better. Amen. Amen. So when you find yourself, I shoulda, remember these. If you shoulda, then do it. You still have time. You're still living. You're still breathing. You're in the now. Shoulda is in the past. And maybe the next one that we're talking about, coulda, is also in the past. I coulda. I shoulda and I coulda, but I didn't. And now I feel so bad. This is another thing that when people are dying, they go, man, you know, I had this opportunity. I could have been more. I could have done more. I could have been a contender. No, I'm sorry. I could have had life, and I could have embraced it if I didn't live in fear, is mostly what everyone says. If I didn't embrace the fear in life, inhale the poison that comes your way. Instead, I ask you, when you're thinking back in your life, you're back in that fear place of, I shoulda or I coulda. Come back to here and now and go, I can. I can do whatever God tells me I can do. If I have something that is impassioned within me, I choose to live. I choose to live life abundantly. And the only way that you can do that is to embrace the messages, the divine guidance of God saying, beloved, you can. Beloved, I am all around you. I am within you. If I am giving you this passion, then know that I'm guiding you and providing you with everything that you need within you and outside of you for you to achieve the great blessings of life. Because life, God has made to be a blessing. We do not believe in that old-time religion of God will tear us up, will throw us away, will have this sort of massive just beating us up. That isn't the world that we teach that God has created. That's the world that we feed into with our shouldas, our wouldas, our couldas. God is the creator of all that says you can because I live within you. So know that every opportunity is here. Because you can, and all you need to do is have faith. Have faith in me, God is saying. Have faith in the ability of me within you to create beauty and joy. Even if you can't see it, that's what faith is. I don't see it, God. I wish I could. I could. Maybe I would if I had a better education. I should. I could if I had more money. I should, I could, if I had this, if I had that. You know what wishing causes you? It causes you the manifestation of continual wishing. Wishing begets wishing. Your shouldas and couldas beget you continuing to should and could yourself. But saying, I can, I have this passion, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I have faith that God knows. I have faith that God is telling me which way I should do it. So I'm going to turn my could into I can. And I'm going to turn my would into will, which is the third thing that we want to talk about today. The shoulda, woulda, couldas. And it's another thing that I woulda is often said by people. I want to share a story about an older man who was let go of his company, who was restructured out. And as he was moving forward and trying to find a new job, he couldn't find it. You know, I hear the story a lot about ageism. You know, if you're past 50, there's this fear that you won't find the new job because they want something younger. Cheaper and younger. That's what this world wants, is what we continue to feed ourselves. And so this gentleman was in a meeting, And it was suggested to him that he just think about having his own business, creating his own business. And he thought about it. And a number of people, as he continued to look, just said, as he was thinking about it, you have all this knowledge. You have all this experience. Create your own business. Finally, he heard the presence of God speaking through these people with this brilliant idea that he took a step. He took the step and said, yes, I will. And so he took small steps, baby steps. What he did first was he figured out a name for his company. He bought business cards. Just small incremental steps. And then the man was suggested to the man to move a little bit forward on the business. He stepped out in faith. He found an office. Now, I know this office wasn't furnished for a long time. Maybe he had a chair and a desk. But he took the step. Because implanted within him, he didn't allow the fears of lack of furnishings or lack get to him. He had a continuation of, I can, I will. That I will embrace life. I will not allow the death of my former job to stagnate me. But I will fully open up to life abundantly. Well, the story goes, soon he found that as he continued to move forward, that his business continued to grow. All of a sudden, as he decided to choose life, not the death of the ending, he chose to see that life is abundant, that just because one door closed, a wider opportunity opened, a wider French door, sliding big doors, I don't care, whatever the largest doors you can think of, opened up for him. And he moved forward to agree to live. The man became on fire. He was enthused about his new opportunities. And with that zeal and enthusiasm and the knowing that he could do this, his business grew. All of a sudden, he needed employees. He had a larger office. His office was filled with furniture, employees, and customers. Ladies and gentlemen, don't allow the illusions of what your eyes see to bring you down. Don't allow the illusions of any deaths in your life to keep you stagnant. Remember that any death that you see is an opportunity for you to step forward in faith more abundantly. Because if it isn't for you, it will be released for you. And know that if God is good, God has better things for you. So the next time you would yourself, should yourself, or could yourself, remember that you can. Yes, you should. Yes, you can. And know that, yes, I will. Say, yes, I will. With courage, with faith and enthusiasm, continue just to say, yes, I will. I can. I will embrace life. I can embrace all that God supplies me. So let us pray on this Memorial Day weekend. Praying first of all for a knowledge of eternal life that is promised each and every one of us. Let's pray for a knowledge that knows no end, and a life that knows no end. Let us pray to live our lives fully, completely, joyously, abundantly, without any fear, assured that God's will of good is within us and around us, wanting the cornucopia of greatness as our life. And when we look back over our life someday, years from now, let us see and know that the truth that we have the power, that we saw what should have done, what should have been done, and we did it. Allow that to permeate our thoughts. That we have the power within us to know what greatness is there. We have the power within us to say, yes, God. And so we just now continue to say, yes, God, and thank you, God, for your abundant good flowing forth through, in, and as each and every one of us. And with that, we say, so it is. Amen. And so also know that for this week, we have our affirmation. And let us read this together. God within me always guides and uplifts me. Let's say that again. God within me always guides and uplifts me. And so it is. Amen.